This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Tensions are escalating between Niger's new military regime and the West African regional bloc ECOWAS, which has ordered troops deployed to restore Niger's flailing democracy. ECOWAS said it had directed a standby force to restore constitutional order in Niger after its Sunday deadline to reinstate ousted President Mohamed Bazoum expired. The announcement came hours after two Western officials told the Associated Press Niger's junta said it would kill Bazoum if neighboring countries attempted any military intervention. University of Florida African Politics professor Leonardo Villalon assessed the ECOWAS decision for VOA's International Edition program.
So I think there was a lot of uncertainty about what this summit would produce, given the evolution of things since the last summit and the expiration of the ultimatum that they gave last Sunday. So I think it struck me, I just read the communique a little while ago, that they're standing with their threat of a possible military intervention, meaning presumably to position them ready to intervene. It's not an intervention yet. So I think they're standing firm on that.
Hawaiian officials say Maui's wildfires have killed 55 people, a toll expected to rise and unleash unprecedented destruction on the resort town of Lahaina that will take many years and billions of dollars to rebuild. Reuters correspondent Diane Tu reports.
The resort town of Lahaina was once the capital of the Hawaiian kingdom, drawing 80% of the island's visitors every year. Much of it has now been reduced to smoldering ruins, according to Governor Josh Green. The inferno that ravaged Lahaina was one of three major wildfires on Maui, all of them still burning. Fueled by dry conditions, a buildup of fuel, and 60 miles per hour's gusts of wind. The fate of some of Lahaina's cultural treasures